Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. I gotta admit, it's very difficult to develop new marketing habits, new marketing rhythms. If you're not used to doing marketing or business development or outreach, I make this mistake a lot, is I assume that it's easier for people to do, and I'm always proven wrong. So I'll give you an example. Working with a new client now, and we've designed an outreach campaign for her agency, and it's a good campaign. We've thought it through. It makes a lot of sense. She's really clear on the steps required and what she needs to do to execute the campaign, but it's just not happening. You know, a month has gone by, 6 weeks have gone by, 2 months have gone by, and she's executed in drips and drabs, but on the whole, she's really had a hard time fully executing the campaign. And it's not because the campaign doesn't make sense, or it's not because she doesn't know what to do, or it's not even because she's not confident that it'll work. She's very confident it'll work. In fact, it's actually started working. She's in the little execution she's done, she's already gotten some initial results. So that's not the problem. The problem is the routine. It's the rhythm. It's the habit. It's something new that she has to learn how to do. There's a learning curve. There's challenges. There's obstacles. There's things that she doesn't yet know or understand. And being able to do that consistently, set that new habit and build that into her workflow, that's much easier said than done. So what I advise her and what I advise you to do is try to block out the time. Try to block out the time. And it really depends on what you're doing. I mean, this is something that works for her, is block out an hour a day. And for you, maybe it's a day a week. Maybe it's half a day a week. I mean, whatever makes sense. But for her, my advice was block out an hour a day, because the work that I'm having her do is something that she needs to do every single day consistently. Doesn't have to do it that way, to be honest, but it works better if she does it that way. So block out an hour a day and do it first thing in the morning. This is a good rule of thumb, is do your marketing work, your business development work, your strategy work for your own business. Do that first, because client work always gets done. That's one thing we know for sure. Client work gets done. There's enough pressure to get that done externally that you know you'll get it done. But your work will always be the first thing that you sacrifice. So do that first. So I told her, you know, I call this a golden hour, right? Set an hour every morning. From the moment you walk into your office, sit down at your desk, don't check your email, don't check your messaging, don't check your social media, don't check any of that stuff. And ideally, identify what you need to do in that first hour the night before or the day before, so that you know when you walk into the office, you know what you got to do, and then do that thing and don't do anything else. That way, even if you struggle, even if you get stuck on something, even if you're not quite sure what to do, you're not going to fill that time with something else. You're going to push through and try to get that thing done. So for example, let's say you want to send, you know, 5 outreach emails every morning. Well, you might not do 5 to begin with. You might do 1. It might take you longer in the beginning to do these kinds of outreach emails. Maybe you do 1 or 2 and it takes you an hour. Well, okay. I mean, you might look at that as a failure. It's not a failure, because you got 1 or 2 done. And the most important thing is you spent the time doing it. And if you keep spending that hour a day on that tactic, you're going to get better at it. You're going to get more efficient at it. It's going to take you less time. And eventually, you'll be doing 5 in the hour. So point I'm trying to make here is these kinds of rhythms and routines, they're hard to create for yourself. And you can make it easier upon yourself by setting a time every single day, ideally first thing in the morning, where you're going to do this work. And if every single day doesn't work out for you, then block out some other time in the week. Maybe it's half a day, maybe it's a full day. Block out that time and force yourself to not do anything else in that time. And that way, even if you get stuck with whatever the thing is you're doing, if you can't do anything else, you're bound to push through and persevere and figure it out. And when you do that, over time, you'll get better and better and better at it, and you'll develop a rhythm and a routine. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.